You wonder who, if anyone, is safe from the kidnapping and drug violence in Mexico. The latest possible victim is a former presidential candidate and a leading figure in the governing party. Diego Fernandez de Ceballos was reported missing this past weekend. His abandoned vehicle was found near his ranch, and there was blood on a pair of scissors. But authorities say there's no evidence any armed group is behind his disappearance. Alfredo Corchado covers Mexico for the Dallas Morning News. He's in Jalisco. Alfredo, a few signs of violence, but no body. What do you think happened?
Well, a lot of theories. You know, this happened a day after there was a big operation in Sinaloa that led to the capture of one of the top couples in the country, a guy named Nacho Coronel, who's a top associate of the most wanted man in Mexico, Joaquin Chapo Guzman, head of the Sinaloa cartel. And so obviously, one of the big theories is that maybe Fernando de Ceballo was kidnapped in either retaliation or as a possible bargaining chip for the release of Nacho Coronel.
So if there is some connection between the Sinaloa operation and the disappearance of Diego Fernandez this weekend, is it somewhere in the sphere of drug dealing?
Well, again, you know, we want to be careful because the Mexican authorities have so far said we have no evidence of this or that. In fact, last night they held a mass to ask for the release, and it led people to maybe believe that maybe he is being held for ransom, and so they're asking for his release, et cetera. But it does come at a very difficult time in Mexico with the drug war getting increasingly out of hand. Calderon, as you know, is heading to D.C. today, and that will be one of the big issues during his meeting with President Obama. So I think in the back of a lot of Mexicans' minds is there's got to be some kind of connection because, again, organized crime has grown so powerful that I think people would be equally stunned if it had nothing to do with this.
Now, you've been in Jalisco State since the story broke. How's it playing there?
People are stunned. I mean, the news of such an iconic figure, a guy who's kind of known as the political trailblazer who ran for the presidency in 1994, and who many feel set the stage for the defeat of the PRI in 2000. I mean, this is unbelievable. I was at a restaurant last night, and one after another, people walk in. They were talking to a source of mine who was a member of the elite class of Jalisco, and everyone, you know, the question, what do you think happened to Diego? Second question, I don't think I'll be traveling very far for the next few weeks or the next few months. This is out of hand. This is, Mexico's become a monster. I think it really reaches them. It scares them.
I mean, El Jefe Diego, as he's known, is a significant player in Mexican politics. I'm not sure a lot of Americans will recognize the name, but maybe you can remind us just how big a person he is.
Very influential, probably the most powerful senator. Just to give you a sense of his influence, right here in Jalisco, a couple of miles from here, he fell in love with a woman who was 40 years younger than he was. And in an effort to win her love, he promised the family that he would build a highway to a place called Arandas. Mm. They built the highway. It's known as the Highway of Love. I mean, you know, he kind of set the standards for that. Very powerful. Which is one of the other theories, that not only was he a powerful senator, but he's also a very influential lawyer. And so, you know, maybe there's some kind of dealings with had to do with his work.
I mean, anybody who's traveled to Mexico City has heard the warnings. Kidnapping for ransom is common, but tell us just how common it is for Mexicans of the stature of Diego Fernandez to be targeted in this way.
He has to be the top person kidnapped, I mean, or targeted. I mean, again, it happens, you know, middle class, upper middle class, but no one of this stature. You know, it happened in Colombia. We haven't seen that in Mexico until now. So that's why it's really shocked Mexicans across the country.
Alfredo Corchado, Mexico correspondent for the Dallas Morning News, speaking with us from Jalisco. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marcos.